Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Week 1 NFL Prediction Show, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Told you last week, all season long, our co-host is the lovely Derek Wolf from Wolf Untamed podcast. Derek, good to see you. Who's your guest this week?
Bill Thompson from Spartan Forge.
Ah, I love Bill. Bill was on our, the DNC convention show?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we got wrecked during that. Imagine watching Kamala Harris give a speech with Bill. Bill got absolutely trashed in here, and it was great to see. How was he on your show?
Awesome. We didn't have any alcohol, so it was perfect. But we did do a workout, and he threw up 3 times.
Did he really? He has no shape at all. I'm surprised he did it. I think you're one of those guys that feel guilty, and they're like, shit, I got to work out with you if you say so.
Well, I asked him. I was like, do you want to work out? And he was like, yeah, hell yeah. And it didn't go well.
No, it never does. Same with Tim Kennedy.
He didn't quit.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, that is really dumb.
I'm not doing that.
We're definitely not doing that. Week one is here. We'll start off with some of the top stories here. So I want to ask you about this Eagles game. Obviously, the Eagles game is on Friday nights. A bunch of players are complaining. I was unaware that it was a 9.5-hour flight down to Brazil.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that last time? I was like, it's going to suck because they're going to have to fly all the way to Brazil on a short week. It's just coming straight out of training camp. It's not going to be fun.
Yeah, I just didn't know it was 9.5 hours, and that's probably on me there, just not knowing the world enough. But the players were not only bitching about the flight time itself, but also the fact that they can't have any of their family members down there because they're not allowed to leave the hotel, and they don't feel safe. I can't remember the NFL playing in a situation like this where there's this much danger. There's an element to it. Why do it in Brazil?
I mean, you can't go to San Francisco without getting shot.
That's true.
Their first round draft pick just got shot, 49ers.
By the way, he was working out as of this morning, too. So it was a through and through, yeah. Dan.
I mean, I don't know. I still haven't seen the gunshot wound, so I don't know where it went through and through. But
it was in his chest.
I saw the chest bleeding, but I don't know where exactly. A lot of muscle up there, a lot of bone. Like bullets, it's not like the movies where you get shot in the shoulder and it's okay. You get shot in the shoulder and you're fucking down.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So I'm curious to see how this is all going to go.
Yeah, same here, man.
I don't know why they would Why are they playing a game in Brazil? What is that going to do? Like, what is the point of that? I understand that they're trying to be like a, because basketball is global, right? So they're trying to make football global, but you don't see them playing basketball regular season games down in Brazil, right?
No, they do open up in China, or they were playing in China for a couple of those games. Wasn't it the Houston Rockets, Bob, back in the day that they were bitching about? And they didn't want to go over there. So
yeah,
I understand, I guess, trying to take it global, but Brazil, what market are you trying to capture down there?
Well, maybe they're thinking all these people are going to flee Brazil and get in through our open border anyway. We may as well turn them into football fans before they get here.
Oh, shit. Then that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah. They do have a football league down there, an American football league down there. There's a couple Latin American countries, the bigger ones like Mexico, I think Brazil, well, and a couple others have pro American football leagues. So maybe they think they can get in.
No shit. Okay. Or the population of Brazil itself. It's a big country. Yes. Yeah. So who knows? But a ton of Eagles fans flew down, getting rowdy on the flight, I heard. So it should be somewhat fun to watch, at least on Friday. But that's not the top game of the week here. It's the Chiefs again. Chiefs are Super Bowl favorites. The shocker to me in Vegas, according to Vegas, Detroit is number two at 16%.
Really?
Yeah. You got Detroit Lions on this at 10-1.
I mean, that's not bad. That's a good bet.
Do you like the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl?
I like them. Those guys, I think they're, I do. I like them a lot. But I've told you, Baltimore's going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's the way it's going to go. They're going to win the Super Bowl if everybody stays healthy.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see, Derek. Zero confidence in them. Zero confidence in the Broncos. We'll get to that in a minute. 10
games, and then you're getting a Giants cock and balls tattooed on your low back.
Look, Derek, I've already got an Ariana Grande in the first game. You know that. It was at minus five. Now that spreads up to minus six. We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's start off with your beloved Ravens here at the top. Thursday night game. Excellent game. This is Ravens at the Chiefs. This is KC minus three. Who you got, Derek?
Oh, I got the Ravens.
Okay, so you're riding them all season long.
Well, the Ravens always start the season strong, always, no matter what. Even if they don't finish strong, they're going to start strong, and they're going to be jacked up and ready to go for this one. And I know it's in Arrowhead, but I really do. I still think that Baltimore is going to pull this one out.
Okay, D'Anthony, who you got in this one? That's a long exhale.
The Chiefs early in the season. It's always, they've got a new receiver room to some degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rashee Rice is there. Kelsey's there, obviously. I'm sure that Mahomes will lean on them. But
Hollywood Brown is out for this game, by the way.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown's out, so they're running like a third stringer out there. And I don't know. I mean,
it's Xavier Worthy for University of Texas, so it looks like he'll get a lot of playing time this week.
Yeah, I mean, Worthy's good. The problem is they haven't seen game action really together yet. So I don't know how the Chiefs will even play this. Like the Chiefs are the best run organization in football. They don't give a fuck about losses in the first eight or nine games. Mm-hmm. Saw it last year, right? They don't care about that shit. It's meaningless. What they care about is developing the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're in that rhythm, good fucking luck. So I don't want to bet on them on this game. I'll take the Ravens plus three.
Okay.
For that reason.
And Dan, you're talking about rhythm. It's really every team, every year, it's a different team every single year, right? Mm. So you have to develop your identity. So it's more of an identity that you're trying to create in that first like six games of the identity this football team going to be. So that's what happens. That's what great coaches do. Mm. Belichick was the same way.
Yep.
Every team was a different team every season. So he was always trying to create an identity in this. He used to say football doesn't really matter until November.
Yeah.
Ravens. Yeah. I played for the Ravens. I know exactly what kind of goes on in that building and what they're talking about. I also know how difficult it is to play and win a Super Bowl and then have a Thursday night game opening the season. And that is, it's tough. Because your season went so much longer than everybody else's, and you're not really like ready for, like, your star players are not ready to like play that magnitude again. You know, we played the Panthers, that we just played them in the Super Bowl. We played them on a Thursday night game, and it was like a tight game when we had just whipped their ass in the Super Bowl. So it was a tight game because like we weren't healthy and ready yet, you know? So it is a quick turnaround regardless of the offseason. Mm.
Yeah, to that point about the, you know, individuality of each team per year. Look, man, they haven't had receivers in a while, right? Like Rice popped in a little bit towards the end of last season, and I think he's going to be a good player for sure. And Xavier Worthy, we know what he can do. Hollywood Brown, we'll see. But we know what Kelce can do. But it's Mahomes has more options on the field now than he has since Tyreek Hill was there, right? And you play a different style of football when you have more options like that. You know what I mean? And I think they'll have that. It's good news for Mahomes because he's pretty good at reading progressions. He's good at improvising. But also, if you've got four legit receivers on the field plus a tight end at any given point, life gets a lot easier. You don't have to hold on to the ball as long. You don't have to take those fucking hits because Xavier Worthy is an elite route runner. And you put him in the slot next to Travis Kelce, who's just breaking up the middle on a short post or something, or just that go route. It's like you've got quick options on every single play now. And you don't have to worry about your fucking gajillion-dollar franchise quarterback getting banged up. Yeah. I think they're in a good spot. But again, yeah, to his point, they're going to develop it.
Baltimore has a linebacker in Roquan Smith that can cover Travis.
Yeah.
He could cover. Imagine being a defensive coordinator for Kansas City right now. You have Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Ricard, a 300-pound fullback. You have a really good receiving crew. You have a great offensive line. It's not, they're going to pound the ball. I'm telling you, they're going to, I don't see this being a crazy high scoring game. I think they're going to pound the ball. Derrick Henry's going to go for 160 yards.
Well, Derrick Henry traditionally starts pretty slow. Mm. I know this from fantasy football. I like to draft him as much as I can over the years. He usually gets going right after week four. And I love everything that you guys have said so far, which is going to lead me to take the Chiefs at -2.5 here. All in. Taylor Swift is there. It's going to be a fucking party in KC. They got all the receivers, all the fun stuff. They was throwing the ball behind his back during preseason. I'm not betting against the Chiefs on opening night, although they did lose last year, but Chris Jones was out, and so was Kelce last year.
Yeah, I mean, they were, but I don't think it's that. I think this game means a lot to the Ravens, and it doesn't mean very much to Kansas City. It doesn't mean anything to them, actually. This is basically a preseason game for them. What do they care? Yeah,
that's why I know how Baltimore operates, and I know that John Harbaugh is like, it's a must win. Like, I know that they're preaching that, like, we got to start the season off right, get a win against the Chiefs, and that'll create momentum for the rest of the season. But here's the thing about the kicker with Travis. I don't know if you saw the latest news, but apparently there's a contract that was leaked that him and Taylor have a fake relationship going, and their breakup date is set for September 28th.
Yeah, so I read those reports today. Now, I don't believe it, by the way. However, I can tell you this, on the PR side of it, I know publicists are ready to go with that information in Hollywood all the time. So if there is a massive breakup or a marriage that has gone bad, or let's say, you know, Rashi Rice, I don't know, ran away from the cops over the summer. Like,
whoa, take it easy.
What?
That, nah.
He's in game shape. He's been running all summer. So with that, they've got things that are already pre-prepared. So it wouldn't surprise me if that existed somewhere and then they're just changing the dates at the top. Same with Jimmy Carter. I mean, that obituary has been written for maybe 20, 30 years at this point.
Collecting dust.
Yeah. But it exists.
You know what he's going to do when everybody else is dead? He's going to go find it, roll a fucking joint with it, and smoke that shit.
And if you don't think Taylor Swift's PR department, who is the best in the biz, maybe of all time, doesn't have that shit prepared already, just in case something happens to their clients, that's my best guess at that thing. But other than that, no, I think the relationship is real. You know him, actually, you know, in real life. So
real. That's, it's all bullshit. Like, that is, it's a real relationship.
Yeah.
You know, talk to him.
Fake news.
But as far as that document existing, sure. It wouldn't surprise me if they're a publicist had that stashed away somewhere, to be honest with you. All right. Friday nights down in Brazil. Great game. Just wish it wasn't in Brazil.
Take the under.
Yeah.
Because it's somewhere else. Yeah. And 90% of the time, if it's in a different country, you take the under.
Well, the fields aren't great down there. Yeah. Did you ever have to play in another country in one of these games, Derek?
No. But I mean, I have played on, you know, Oakland Raiders baseball
field. Yeah.
The Oakland A's baseball field playing against the Raiders, and that was awful. So you never know. the grass, I'm assuming that grass is probably going to be decent. Like, it's early in the season. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably not letting people tear up their grass. They want to like put on a good show down there. Right. So I'm sure they're taking care of the grass.
Well, I don't know, the way that they handled the Olympics or the World Cup rather.
Yeah.
Was not great.
No, yeah. It's a mystery down there.
A bunch of people died. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, look, you got to break some eggs.
Sure do.
Sure. And look, you know, daddy's got a ball, right?
What, Derek? That's the rules, okay? Some people have to die for greatness, and that's just what it is. So you sacrifice the plebs, and then, yeah. Cool, we'll play football on top of their dead bodies. All right? This spread right here is Eagles minus 2.5, over under 48.5. Derek, who you got in this one?
I got the Eagles in this one.
Yep. D'Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles have, I think, a little bit more to integrate than the Packers do. The Packers are just integrating Josh Jacobs, right? That's the big pickup for them.
Correct.
They still got Watson as their primary. I don't know. Could go either way, but it's in Philly. If Eagles aren't going to lose this open.
This isn't Brazil.
Or in Brazil. I mean, I don't think they're going to lose game one. Like, the Packers are a young team that maybe feels like they have something to prove, but the Eagles have had a stacked roster for a couple of years now, and they haven't been able to fucking, pardon the pun, but get it over the fucking goal line.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more pressure on the Eagles to win this game than the Packers. So yeah, minus 2.5, fuck, why not?
Yeah, especially,
I mean, they'll probably win this game by a touchdown, to be honest.
And especially with the way the last season ended there, they've got a lot to prove going in. So does Sirianni.
Sirianni especially. Like, if he opens up the season with a loss or two, I feel like you got to get rid of that bitch, dude. Like, he's been terrible.
I think he'll win this game by 10 points.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
I did too. I'm all in on the Eagles on this game. Fun things I'm looking forward to, though, is seeing Saquon Barkley in the backfield for the Eagles, what that does for Jalen Hurts, and then seeing Josh Jacobs in the backfield for the Packers and what that does there. Because, look, Jalen Hurts has never had a running back like this behind him since Alabama, so it should be fun. And
look, he's got a good offensive line. Like, he's got some hogs to get to. I mean, he's never had an offensive line like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then they still have Gainwell, by the way.
Kenneth Gainwell.
And they have Will Shipley from Clemson, who was one of the best pass catching running backs in all of college football last year. So it's going to be an interesting little setup for the Eagles if everybody's healthy and shit.
Yeah, they're absolutely loaded. That's why I picked them to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. And yeah, I'm excited to watch this Eagles team this year. Stacked with talent across the board. And their defense, most of those guys were freshmen or, first rookies coming out of University of Georgia. Because let's face it, they just took the whole University of Georgia team.
They have these once in a lifetime type of players, and they got two of them.
Yeah.
Just poor, shitty drafting, obviously, on the Falcons there. And so Eagles should be a fun team to watch this year. All in on this 2.5 on Friday night.
A letdown, a huge letdown for them. You know, like, it was not a good season for them. So I think they're definitely going to be coming out with something to prove.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of something to prove here, both teams, Christ, up next here, the noon game, pains my soul to even talk about this goddamn game. Steelers at the Falcons. Atlanta's favored somehow by -3.5. Kirk Cousins has not played at all in any preseason whatsoever. Zero idea if it says he's healthy. We'll see. He's coming back from an Achilles. Russell Wilson has been named the starter for Pittsburgh.
That's why Atlanta's favorite.
It is.
Because Russell Wilson sucks. He doesn't even want to be there. He doesn't want to be there. And that's the thing that you have to be most, is wanting to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it sucks. We talked about this with Mickey about fighting, right? Yeah. If you're one of those people that are fighting for a contract or something like that, then you're going to quit at some point. You got to fight because you like getting punched in the fucking face, to be honest. Like, if you're not into it, when you get dinged up at the end of the day, if that doesn't make you feel fulfilled for that day, then you're going to quit at some point. That's just how it is.
And I'm surprised it's not Justin Fields named as the starter there, Derek. What happened?
I mean, that just shows you how bad Justin Fields truly is.
Is it that, or is it the fact that Russell Wilson has won a Super Bowl, he had this massive contract, and they're like, all right, this is the name we're going to go with, and then switch over to Fields week four?
I can't imagine. Mike Tomlin's not stupid. You know what I mean? Like, he's just not, he's a great coach. Like, that's why they always end up somehow sneaking into the playoffs. Like, they end up winning 9-10 games somehow and sneak into the playoffs. So I don't understand why they would start Russell Wilson over somebody they could develop. They could, cause they could develop Justin Fields, and, but maybe they, maybe they're, maybe you're right. Maybe they are like, you know what? Let's let him go out there and be his own demise. And then we bench him. And then now we don't have to hear from the fans talk about, oh, I'll play Russell Wilson, this and that. Cause like, we already did play him and he sucked. And, you know, they're only paying him like $2 million this year. So, you know, what do they care?
Yeah. And again, man, I know we talked about this last week or the week before, but the Steelers have a decent roster. They've got a got a good defense. They've got, if Najee Harris can stay healthy, you know, for a change, and we'll see how he is in the backfield. They got Pickens at receivers. They got Deontay Johnson. They've got some weapons on this team. I'd love just to see what Justin Fields could do with this in an actual good defense, because he never had either an offense or a defensive lineup in Chicago. But yeah, they're going to trot out Russell Wilson. For me, the unknown is fucking Kirk Cousins. So who do you take in this game?
I would take the Steelers in this one. I really would.
And take the 3.5 points?
Look, Dan hates it. Look at him. He hates it. I would take him. I'm serious. I would take him because you have to think about the coaching situation. Like, coaching has a lot to do with this. I'm telling you, it has a ton to do with this.
I agree. The Falcons have an awful head coach.
Right? Nathaniel Hackett, he won 3 games. Right? Sean Payton comes in, he wins 7.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just saying, he's got a great coach over there. He's going to find a way to win. They have a good defense. They have way more weapons. I think Atlanta's a dumpster fire. Like, I do. I think that place is a shit show, and it's not going to go.
I mean, Atlanta's got Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. They have Drake London, Darnell Mooney, and Kyle Pitts.
Mooney's out. Pitts is out for – well, Pitts has got a hamstring injury as of today. So,
we'll see if he plays or not. But Cousins is an MVP caliber quarterback. Doesn't do it in prime time. There's no question about that. But the end-of-year stats, he's as good now as Matt Ryan was at the peak of his career, right? We'll see about the Achilles and everything. But Matt Ryan never had a run game like this, and he never had Drake London, and he never had Kyle Pitts. We'll see as the season goes on when everybody's healthy and shit. But as for this game, yeah, I think Pittsburgh probably does win. And the reason I think it is not the offense. I think it's Atlanta's defense. You have, like, your two premier defenders are new guys, Judon and fucking, Justin Simmons. They're both new to the team, right? Elite defensive players, and they'll make an impact, especially Judon as a edge rusher. But man, Derek, you can talk about that. Playing the thing that made those early 2000s Ravens defenses so great is that it was like, though, you know, that toy where there's like magnetic sand,
dreidel,
and you can
there's
magnetic sand, and you can like, you put like the little pen on top of it and it'll drag all the metal objects around.
Beard on man. Yep.
No, that's how the Ravens defense was in the early 2000s. There was you didn't see solo tackles, even in open space. There was always 3 or 4 guys there, which means the defense is moving as a unit. Like, they're tied together by strings, and it just takes time to develop that, even for elite players like this. So I think Atlanta's defense might struggle a little bit in the early going.
Kind of build an identity. Mm. You know, Pittsburgh has that. It's ingrained as a Pittsburgh Steeler or as a Baltimore Raven. Like, it's ingrained in you. Like, as soon as you walk in the door, like, hey, we're going to play hard and we're going to run to the ball.
Yeah. That's
how it goes. So they're going to play hard. They're going to move the ball. Pittsburgh always has at least a middle of the road defense. So, you know, I think they'll be fine.
I mean, they've got TJ and Highsmith. That's and Mika Fitzpatrick. I mean,
it's a great defense.
Yeah, they'll get it done.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Steelers. Give me the points, 3.5. Sorry, Atlanta, not really. You guys fucked this up on your own. So,
well, I think it's a good bet. You know what I mean? If you're gonna, it's a good bet. It just is, because Atlanta's a shit show right now, and they're just trying to figure out who they are, and they got a whole new system and quarterback, and it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and the over-under in this one is 41.5. So,
That's I would take the under.
You would? You would take the under here? Because this is a 21-20 yeah. game in this one. I'll probably...
Early in the season, it takes a lot of it takes longer for the offense to develop into a high scoring offense than it does for a defense to just make stops. And I think you're going to see a lot of turnovers and stuff. Like it's just the way the beginning of the season goes.
Yeah. Next up, we got Cardinals at the Bills. This is Buffalo -6.5 over under of 48. I'm surprised to see the spread this high. Based on the fact that the Bills essentially lost everyone in the offseason, Stephon Diggs yesterday, who was traded to the Texans, said by far this was his worst season in the NFL as far as frustration goes with a singular team. You know, I'm assuming he's referring to them never being able to get over the hump and actually win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen there. But, man, you got Marvin Harrison Jr. coming in down there for the Cardinals. A healthy Kyler Murray, finally, he'll be able to run around at least. And the Bills have lost a lot of people. I'm surprised at this spread. Who do you got in this game, Derek?
I got the Bills, but I'm not surprised by the spread because I don't think either one of them have like elite defenses. You know what I'm saying? Like they have, they're high scoring offensive teams. They don't have elite defenses that, you know, are going to like create turnovers and do this and that. But I'm really interested to see what Kyler Murray does this season because I have not been impressed and it just has not impressed me, but he does have a lot of weapons. Like, I mean, he's got a few, I think that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a future Hall of Fame. He's got that potential, that type of potential. That's again, when you look at a guy like that, you're like, that guy could be a Hall of Fame. So let's see how they use him, what their offense actually turns it into. And if they were able to wrangle in Kyler Murray and make him a likable guy and a team guy.
Well, have fun with that. You probably got a better shot at him getting a growth spurt in the offseason. But who do you got in this game, D'Anthony?
So the Cardinals had a bottom third of the league defense last year. And they've gotten worse this year. They're ranked lower this year than they were last year. I think I've said this ever since.
Preseason-wise, you're talking about? They've ranked them lower preseason-wise, their defense?
Just with the players they have on the field right now. So they lost someone. I can't remember who it was, but they've gotten worse. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, you know, coordination matters too, but we'll see how it goes.
I can't think of one guy that I would recognize his name on that defense.
No, me either. For
Dave
sure.
Dave Defense is his name. Yeah, Dave. Very good.
Invented defense in 1975. Yeah, so... the Bills, I've been saying this for years, are a paper tiger, just like the Lions are right now. The Bills have never been tough. The only chance they ever had of being tough is when they got Von Miller that year, 2 years ago, I think, but he got injured in the second game or some shit and missed most of the rest of the season. But they're soft. I mean, James Cook is a great running back. He's going to get yards. But I don't like Josh Allen's a loser. He's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
No matter what talent you put around him, there's always something that goes wrong.
That's why he ended up at like Wyoming because he's a fucking loser. He can't win a fucking big game. He can't. Yeah.
I mean, it's been game after game in a big spot where it just doesn't work out. But this is game one of the season. Low stakes for both teams to some degree. I mean, I think the Bills probably would rather win this than not. But I don't believe in the Bills' defense, really. It's okay, but it's not a world beater. And Cardinals' defense is terrible. So there's going to be a lot of scoring this game, I think.
Same. Yeah, that's why I'm inclined to take the over in this. So at 48.5, give me that all day.
Yeah, I don't really know who's going to win, though, because either one of these teams could put up 40.
I agree. And then for that, I'm not going to touch this spread, but I am going to take this over and hammer it and then just enjoy the game. Curious to see Marvin Harrison Jr. in his first game action. Kyler Murray has had close to a year and a half off now, so he should be able to run around, chuck the ball, and it's a fun game to watch.
He's going to make a lot of mistakes, though. Like he's going to take risks because he wants to show like, hey, I'm back, and he's going to throw picks, and that's going to happen. I guarantee he throws picks.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I bet he has two turnovers in this game.
Yeah, I like that two turnover option, and on my bookie, you can actually bet that if he's going to have turnovers. So I two picks seems about right for me, just because he's been out for so long. Next up, we got the Titans at the Bears. This is Chicago, -4. This is a dangerous game to bet on, in my opinion. You got new quarterback there, Caleb Williams at the Bears. New receivers, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze. New running back there for the Bears. And then the Titans upgraded all the way around as well. They got Tony Pollard in the backfield. They got Tyler Boyd in the slot to go along with DeAndre Hopkins. And they also signed Calvin Ridley. Who knows? -4. Well, who do you take in this one?
They also picked up in the draft L'Jarius Sneed, right? Who is the best? I think he was the best defensive back in the draft, right? Or was the second best, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't remember the other guy's name. And they've got Awuzie already, who's a really good defensive back on the other side of the field. I don't know. I mean, we'll see with the Titans.
Quarterback. It's a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, sometimes they do well.
There's a
curse. I wouldn't count on it. Not in game one anyways. But the Bears are a cursed organization too, right? And they have a quarterback with fucking nail polish on and a little fucking man purse. So soft by definition. I will never bet on the Bears.
Yeah, I don't touch this game in real life, Derek. Do you?
Oh, I do. I would bet the Titans. I would 1,000% bet the Titans.
No shit. So Titans +4 in this one. Why? Because Caleb Williams hasn't played a full NFL game?
Yeah, and I think he's gonna make mistakes. I mean, it's just a rookie quarterback is gonna make mistakes, and it's gonna be hard. Like, they might keep it a tight game, maybe, but he's not gonna end up being able to win the game. He hasn't won anything. What's he won since? He hasn't won a championship since probably high school. Like, he didn't do shit at USC. Like, what did he do? You know, he hasn't done anything, won any big games.
I mean, he cried in the stands that time.
He did win a Heisman Trophy.
It's an individual award.
It is
not interested.
And
in
he's
that.
An individual.
He shouldn't have. I mean, I don't think he deserved it.
No, Jaden Daniels should have won that award. I mean, come on. He was clearly the best player in college football.
No, Jaden Daniels won last year. Caleb won the year before.
Not Jaden Daniels. Who am I talking about? Fuck. Now I can't even remember.
Well, while you think about it, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Let's go. All the spreads are up across the board. Super Bowl winners are up. Chiefs are coming in at the favorites at 5-1. The Lions, as I mentioned earlier, are at 10-1. You can bet on the MVP right now. All the things, every single game, by the way, it usually has somewhere between 300 prop bets as well. It's going to be a big, big weekend starting on Thursday night. Don't forget that Chiefs game is on Thursday, Phillies on Friday, and then the rest of the slate is on Sunday. Load up that account right now. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros, and let's have some fun this weekend, boys. Get off the couch and get into the action and turn your love of the NFL into your new side hustle at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/Drinking Bros. I don't want to hear it. I've already taken the microfactors. Okay. I walked in, I took my vitamins today. I feel great. We got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics in here. Best in the biz, in my opinion. But, D'Anthony, they're also a protein company.
Yeah, they got great protein. Formula One is, you know, just protein for the most part. Take it during your workout or whatever. And then Level One, which you see from the protein bars and the powder on the desk there, are the ones you would take as a meal replacement. So good compounding. It's not weird. It doesn't get grainy and shit and liquid. It's the best protein. That's why I use it.
Huge fan of them. Their Level One bars are also amazing. My favorite is that peanut butter pretzel and chocolate. My God, dude. I could stuff those on my face all day. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today and get free shipping on orders over $75. And that's first with a one, STPHORM.com/drinkingbros. Last but not least, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. All the tickets are available for every single game on drinkingbrostickets.com, even Brazil. So if you're out there and you're in Brazil and you're like, hey, I need fucking tickets, Go ahead. I'm looking at it now. They're going for 250, actually. For
just don't try tweeting about it.
The last row. Holy shit. Yeah, you can't, right?
Not without getting fined by their government, I guess.
That's right. They don't have Twitter down there for this game.
What?
Yeah, the government banned Twitter, so it's gone.
What?
Unrelated to the game. It's because...
Well, sort of. If you're in Brazil, wouldn't you be tweeting about this all game?
No, I mean, it had nothing to do with the fact that there's a football game being played there. That's just one of the consequences.
I think it has a lot to do with Philly itself, where they're like, hey, these are disgusting humans that are coming down here.
That would make sense.
And yeah. They're like, we got to cancel X. I don't even want to see their faces like online or anything like that. Cut to the hot girls in Brazil, not the Delco girls. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Delco. I love you. Yeah. I love you. Yeah, you know. You know.
That's why I moved.
Yeah, I understand it. I understand it. Florida was the right move. Next up, we got Patriots at the Bills, or I'm sorry, at the Bengals. This is Cincinnati minus 8.5. Derek, who you got?
I got the Bengals.
Yeah. They're back. Yeah. Jamar Chase was actually at practice today. Does it worry you at all that he sat out all of training camp?
No. No, it was smart. If he's got a nagging injury, then like why wear and tear? Why create wear and tear if you don't need to?
It wasn't the injury. I believe it was the contract. He wants a new contract.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And you know, what's crazy is he signed the contract that they offered him like 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
So I think he played it right. You don't have to, if you can avoid training camp, avoid training camp. Cause if you're like a veteran guy, you don't fucking need it. Like you really don't.
No
you're
shit.
You don't. It's absolute. It's stupid. It is. You just don't need all of those practices.
Like okay.
You really don't. Especially if you're in an offense that you already know.
Yeah.
Like you can, especially as a receiver, because you can literally, like, offense and defense line need that shit because you have to get calloused and like fucking you're banging, you know. But receivers, they're not like in contact all the time. They're just running routes and catching balls. Like you can do that without practicing. And you can stay in shape and get in shape. Like it's not that difficult.
Who do you got in this one, D'Anthony?
Nobody.
Really?
I'll believe in the Bengals when they give me something to believe in. How about that? Like certainly the Patriots stink, but the Bengals have done nothing to address the problems that they still have.
Offensive line?
Yes. What in the absolute fuck are you doing over there? That organization fucking sucks. Like, you've got what might be the most talented physically and mentally quarterback I've ever seen in my life, right? And an absolute killer. Ice water in his veins. And you haven't done a goddamn thing for him. They were at least more interested in hanging on to T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd than they were getting a fucking offensive lineman. Look at what Mahomes did with the three best offensive linemen in the world, right? And no receivers to speak of, just a tight end and a couple of second string receivers.
Yeah.
Look at what he's been able to do for years at a time, right? What the fuck is going on in Cincinnati? So, no, I'm not giving them 8.5 points. Fuck off. They'll probably lose this game.
Over under is 40.5 in this one. I'm going to take it. I'm with the Bengals only because I think the Patriots are that bad. Drake May.
I win his game for 10 points. I really do.
I think they're going to come out.
Everybody's healthy. They're going to come out firing on all cylinders. You know, you got a guy that just got broke off, you know, big bag. He's going to be ready to go. I mean, Joey Burrow is, you're right, Dan. He is, he's special. Like that dude is absolutely special. So it is atrocious that they won't give him. All he needs is a good guard, a good guard and a right tackle. Cause he's already got Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
He needs two more guys on that offensive line, and they can do it. They have the cash. So just fucking do it. But they won't.
No, they won't do it. So I think, you know, look, they'll win this game. I'm with you. I think they win by 10, 14 points in this one. And then that over, I'll probably end up teasing that down into the 30s on some of those parlay cards. Sign up for Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook to see all the bet slips that are coming up this weekend, because there's going to be a lot of them coming from Daddy here. And I'll probably tease that over under down somewhere to that 34.5 mark, because I think the Bengals might hit it on their own. Next up, we got Texans.
Hold on. I want to say one more thing about the Bengals. What happens with Dan? Because Dan's right. Like, the offensive line is fucking atrocious. What happens with these offensive lines is they start the season off and teams find ways to hide their, I call it a fish. They hide their fish, right? The guy that can get fucking beat one-on-one no matter what. Like, you can't fucking block a paper bag if it's blowing in the wind. So this guy, what they do is they use like chips and double teams and sliding the center over there to help guys and shit like that, and using running backs. What happens is teams later in the season, they have all this film. So they figure out ways to defend that. They figure out ways to get around that. And that's what happened. That's why he gets fucked up later in the season, because teams have figured out, you know, how they're like hiding their shitty foot offensive linemen. So I think in the beginning of the season, I think that's why I think they'll win this game, because they haven't been figured out yet.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Bengals will win that game for sure. Next up is Texans at the Colts. This might be one of my favorite games on Sunday. This is Houston -3 going into Indianapolis. Richardson's back. Jonathan Taylor's healthy there. CJ Stroud got Stephon Diggs. They got all the receivers. Mm-hmm. They got a fun back down there. They got Joe Mixon.
And you've got a home dog.
Yep.
Right? Which is what you should bet.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking the Colts?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. If you're going to give me a 3-point home dog, 100%, I'm going to take them, especially. The Texans are integrating a new receiver. Diggs has been a problem in a lot of places, so we'll see how it all works out. But sophomore slump's a real thing for quarterbacks. It happens to almost all of them. It's rare that it doesn't happen, right? And this is his first game of his sophomore season. It's smart money says Colts.
Okay. What do you got, Derek?
Colts, yep.
I'm taking the Texans.
If you can look real quick, what was the Texans' run defense like?
Yeah, let's look it up.
Yeah, pop that up. In the meantime, while you're looking that up, I'm going to take Texans -3 in this one, and I'm going to hammer this over-under at 48.5. Between Richardson and Stroud, they should eclipse this pretty easily.
Texans -3 run defense in 2023.
True, because of the first five games of the season. After week five, they averaged 3.3 yards per carry against.
Okay.
And held teams to a 30% third down conversion as well. That defense got pretty good as time went on, but you know, we are in the early part of the season, so we'll see.
Yeah, they're gonna line up behind fucking Quentin Nelson and run it down their throat,
very likely. Yeah,
we'll see, Derek.
Look, and I think Richardson is legit.
In the limited amount of time that I saw him in, he was awesome. He went first in a lot of fantasy football leagues as far as quarterbacks go.
I talked about it when he got fucking drafted. If you watch the game tape on him, he was the only quarterback out of that draft who read progressions the way that NFL quarterbacks read progressions. Yep. Like you don't stare down your receiver, right? Like if you know you're throwing to a guy, if it's a hot route or something, you fucking stare at somebody else and then you go to him, right? Peyton was one of the best ever at doing that shit. We were watching Klubnik for Clemson on Saturday. He stared down every fucking receiver he threw to.
Yep.
Hut fucking stares at the guy, 3-second throws, and like what do you expect to happen there? You know what I mean?
They design the plays for the guy.
Yeah, that's not Richardson understands how people move around on the field, and he's got a cannon. We'll see how accurate he is, but I think I like the Colts.
Okay.
Not to do anything serious, but Jonathan Taylor and Pittman and Adonai Mitchell are good players too.
Look, it's a fun, both teams are fun. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Again, I'm taking the Texans and I'm going to hammer this over.
I hope the Texans win. That's who I would be rooting for. I just don't think they're going to win.
Yeah, we'll see. Tickets are very cheap for that game, surprisingly. $47.
Surprising.
Jesus Christ.
It's in Indianapolis.
It's their opener. Indy actually is a, like, sports wise, they come out and support.
It's a basketball. Indy's a cool city. Like that. I mean, I think it's a cool city. Like as far as a sports town goes,
Indianapolis as a cool city. Let's see. I've got it as 67th in the nation for me, Derek. That's a no go.
NFL. Like as far as an NFL city to go to, like playing there was always nice because they have good restaurants and, you know, it's just a decent town. Like it's a decent town.
Did you ever take your wife to that blind restaurant where they blindfold you and then you eat the food and listen to the music?
That sounds very strange.
Yeah, there's no man is putting a blindfold on me or I'll kill his whole family.
Well, you won't see him because it's in the dark.
Now he'll try to put a blindfold on me and I'll wrap it around his throat.
Next up, we got the Battle of Florida here. Jaguars at the Dolphins. This is Miami -3.5. Derek, who you got?
Miami.
D'Anthony?
Yep.
Yep. I'm all in on Miami as well. Not sure what to think of Trevor Lawrence, actually. I'm torn on this guy. And I think this is a big year for him to either prove that he's the fucking dude or move on, maybe. I don't know what you do with him.
I'm not sure he's smart enough to be a quarterback.
Upstairs?
Yes. Like, it's like he makes a lot of bad decisions all the time. He's got the perfect body for it.
Yeah.
He can run around a little bit, sees over the line well, like all the stuff you would want, good arm, relatively accurate too, but makes terrible fucking decisions always.
And I don't think he knows how to be a leader.
No, I mean, do kids even learn that in college anymore?
How to be a leader?
Yeah, like who's teaching that?
Okay, when I get tough, they just leave and go to another school, so.
Yeah, you can just transfer now. You can go to the transfer portal. I think DJ Ukulele either entered it or they're forcing him into it right now. I'm not really sure which one. We'll find out more about that after the weekend. Next up is Panthers at the Saints. I wish this game never existed. I won't watch one single second of it, but it's New Orleans -4. Who you got, Derek?
I mean, it's just like it's the battle of the dumpsters.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know who's going to win that game. I can't pick. I can't with any confidence pick a team that's going to win that game.
Saints will win.
But I don't think 41.5 is going to happen for sure. Like that, I would take the under in that.
Yeah, I would take the under in this, and I'm with you. I'm going to take the Saints as well, just because it's the Panthers.
Yeah.
And who fucking knows over there?
I mean, the Saints have Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams, both of whom, when healthy, are 1,000-yard backs, both of whom can catch the ball really well, right? Now, Derek Carr is another loser.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks, but they also have Chris Olave, who's one of the best receivers out of his draft class. Maybe they just got to put Spencer Rattler in there and see what happens, you know?
He had a decent preseason.
Yeah. Or maybe they should have let Derek Carr go and kept Jameis Winston.
Oof.
You know,
I think Jameis is going to be starting up in Cleveland this year.
He might, yeah. He might after like week 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I don't understand the Derek Carr thing. Really, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he's not a good quarterback. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think there's just so few quarterbacks that are available. You had to take him.
Well, no, it's because he has good numbers. Like his numbers look good, but he doesn't win big games. He can't win, but he can like put up good numbers, you know. And then that's what they all look like. That's what these fucking nerds. They sit back there and look at fucking numbers all day long, and they're like, "Oh, Derek Carr, he's a great quarterback.
Yeah,
he's made a Pro Bowl quarterback."
Yeah,
he's a nerd.
Yeah, he's a fucking nerd, but I think they'll at least beat Carolina, for Christ's sakes. If you want tickets, they're $20 down there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the Saints. The Saints improved their defense a little bit over the offseason, too, so we'll see how that works out for them. You never know.
Yeah.
Like, you always think something's going to be better, but then it's Derek Carr.
This feels...
And it's in Portland, so, I mean...
This feels like a 17-10 game to me.
I wouldn't watch it. Like, if you're a fan of one of these two teams, figure out how you're going to bet on it and watch it, I guess. Maybe bet some props on running yards for the Saints, because they probably are going to get a few. But aside from that, God, please don't let me see this.
Yeah, I don't want to see this or the next game here. It's Vikings at the Giants. This is Minnesota favored at -1.5 with Sam Darnold at quarterback there. He's just trying to learn the offense and everything else, man, to get in there after JJ McCarthy went down. Who do you got in this one, Derek?
I mean, dude, I can't put any faith in Sam Darnold.
Me neither.
But New York sucks so bad.
Yeah, they're absolutely terrible.
J. Dimes is better than fucking Sam Darnold.
For now, we'll see. He's coming off of an ACL injury. I don't know what to think of this game of the Giants. But look, they got Malik Nabers. He's fun to watch. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is fun to watch in Minnesota. They got Aaron Jones up there who's running in the backfield for Minnesota, but it's Sam Darnold. I don't throw any money on this game. I don't watch this game. And the next time I'll even think or talk about this game will be next week on air with you, Derek.
Yeah, I would bet if I had to bet, I would still bet Minnesota.
Ooh. If Dan put his gun to my head, I'd take the Giants just because they're at home and a dog. But that's about it.
I think there's a decent chance the Giants don't win a single game this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see them winning any
I'm getting
games.
Real, like, 2017 Browns vibes or whatever year that was.
I think they'll be a 3-4 win team tops here this year. And that's not a bad prop bet to bet on my bookie if you want to. Next up, the Raiders at the Chargers. This is the Chargers -3. Chargers got a new coach. They got a brand new team, essentially, brand new offense, everything else. Who you got in this one, Derek?
Chargers.
Okay. D'Anthony?
I'm going to take the under.
At 40 and a half?
Yep.
Ooh, look at that.
Raiders really improved their defense in the offseason. They brought Christian Wilkins over, shored up a couple of other things, and Max Crosby's a goddamn lunatic. So, yeah, I think... And the Chargers defense is pretty decent. I think under 40 and a half.
Okay. All in on the Raiders on this one. This is a home game for the Raiders. They're finally back in L.A. again. They'll show out for this one for sure. Even the last seat in this play is going for 160.
When you say they, who's the quarterback?
It's Gardner Minshew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's not showing out for anybody.
He sure is, ever. Dude. Yeah, sure is.
Not unless he's at Lake of the Ozarks on a fucking cigarette boat with his mullet out in the wind. That's the only time that he's going to be showing anybody up.
This is a wild card team with an outside shot to win the Super Bowl Mother with Gardner Minshew back there.
That's the dumbest shit I've heard all week.
He's gonna pull this out at home.
He's gonna end up
the Raiders are LA's real home team.
He'll have 2,700 yards on the season.
No. He's
probably 16 touchdowns, probably 18 interceptions. That'd be my guess.
That's a crazy number. Bob, what did Gardner Minshew have last year?
HIV.
Passing wise. Oh, keep in mind, though, I think he didn't come in until week 5 or 6. Look, he was one throw away from the playoffs with the Colts.
So last year, I'm sorry, he has career 9,000 yards. Let's see, last year for Indy, he had 3,300 yards.
In how many games?
17.
17. So he played, and the original got hurt in the first game.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Shit.
3,300 yards in a 17-game NFL season is dog shit.
Yeah.
And he had a run game in Indianapolis, by the way.
Josh Jacobs is gone. Was hurt, so no. I'm all in.
They ran well last year, actually, without Jonathan Taylor. He has no run game anymore. They're going to get fucking murdered every week. What are you talking about?
Minshew is going to find a way to win. He always does, dude. He'll get him to 9 wins, Derek. And you love him. You love
9 wins.
He'll get to 9 wins. The Raiders will.
Fucking chill.
Yeah, friends. You can book it.
They were eight and nine last year. Indianapolis was 9-8.
Now this will bring us to your favorite team up next here, the Broncos at the Seahawks. You've got the Broncos winning 10 games this year, which is outrageous.
Why? Why do you think that's outrageous?
They're fucking terrible. Bo Nix. You have a quarterback with one name. Bo Nix is their quarterback. I've already bet $1,000 on this game. It's online. I got it last week. Spread is at -5. Now it's up to -6. Everybody's throwing money on Seattle because they realize that the Broncos are terrible and they have no shot of winning in this game. So the spread has really jumped up a full point there, which I love.
He lost. That's a shame.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. But you got the Broncos in this one. You're taking the 6 points.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos.
Okay. D'Anthony?
I know we talk about this from time to time, but is this... Will this go down without a great quarterback as the best combination of skill position players on one roster to never do shit for Seattle? Like, how the fuck do you have Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, Ty Lockett, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Noah Fant, and not score 60 points a game? Well,
Before they did, and then Geno Smith had a shitty year. The question is he back this year?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably. If he had a good year, then an off year, he's probably going to have a good year again. So I would probably lean towards Seattle. Plus, it's at home. That's even when Seattle sucks, it's kind of a difficult place to play.
It is. Who do you like on the Broncos besides Bo Nix?
I'm just Seattle's going to win this game. I mean, cool, let's be honest. I mean, I'm not going to bullshit you guys. Seattle's winning this one. It's so fucking hard to play up there, especially as a rookie quarterback. No. He's going to be shooting himself.
Yeah, it's going to be loud as shit. They're going to be fired up. What is it? The 12th man? Is that what they call it up there?
Their only chance to winning is if they fucking can get a good run game going. If
the Broncos, you could say that about Denver because Bo Nix can scoot a little bit.
And they got Javonte Williams.
Yeah, Javonte Williams. What's his name? McCoughlin, I think. They have a lot of depth at running back, so they can fucking run it out.
They got a good offensive line.
Yeah. They've only got Courtland Sutton at receiver now, though. Jerry Judy's gone.
Courtland's a fucking dog, though.
Yeah, he is. 100%. He's better than Jerry Judy. Judy was always some excuse or some bullshit going on, so we'll see. I don't know, man.
This is a 35-10 game here at Seattle. I think they blow them out.
35-10? Yeah. You're out of your fucking mind. There's no way it's that bad.
Look, I've already put $1,000 on it, Derek, so I can't go back now. All right? I might as well go higher with it and say 45-10.
I'm sticking with the fucking Broncos.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are. And I'm going to remind you, you said 10 wins all year, and you also said that they were going to start out 8-0, which was, I mean, my head exploded in my car after the show was over, and there was just, I mean, it was brains everywhere.
I said they have an opportunity. It's like those games are winnable games, is what I'm saying.
It's winnable if there is another worldwide plague that comes down and every other team catches it except for the Broncos. So we'll see. Next up, we got the Cowboys at the Browns. This is Cleveland -2.5, and I can't for the life of me understand why Cleveland is favored in this game. Help me out here, D'Anthony.
I don't understand that.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to bet this.
Why?
Be a shootout.
Yeah, it's gonna. Well, I mean, the over under is 40.5. You would think the Browns defense is very good.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys defense should be very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We never fucking know.
Well, if they're gonna stay healthy, that's the problem with those guys.
But two really good defensive teams early in the year, points are gonna be at a premium. That's the kind of game that goes down to the wire and somebody wins by a field goal. They're just giving the home team the 2.5. But I think the Cowboys are going to fucking light them up, to be honest.
Yeah. I got the Cowboys in this one all day. How about you, Derek?
Same. Definitely.
I mean,
but I do think it's going to be a high scoring game.
It's like take the over at 40.5. They're going to score.
Yeah. I agree too. I love the over in this game. I love the Cowboys in this game. Weather's going to be 72 in Cleveland. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess if it was pouring down rain or something, that would be a different story, but it's not.
It's going to feel great after coming from that miserable Texas humidity. It's going to feel.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be amped about this. So all in on this one. This will be a fun game to watch down here in Texas after we get back from the Michigan game. Next up, we got the Redskins at the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield -3.5. Derek, who you got in this one?
I'm taking Tampa.
You're taking Tampa down there? Yeah. Look, as much as I hate him, he's finally in an offense.
Why do you hate that guy? How can you hate him?
How can I hate Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
It's just his little body and the whole thing. Like, I just don't. I think the other reason, too, because I was talking to my wife about this. Do you remember when he came into the league? I think he won Rookie of the Year that year, right?
We know exactly why you hate Baker Mayfield, and it's because he spiked the flag in the middle of the Ohio State field.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that. I just don't like Baker Mayfield as a person. But they jammed him into 800 commercials. It seemed like he wanted to be in commercials more than he actually wanted to play in the games itself. And I thought he was done after that second season because he looked like shit. He's rejuvenated down here. He's finally in the same offense. He signed a contract, and he wants to be the dude. So, yeah, I don't know why Tampa Bay shouldn't win this game unless Jaden Daniels is like he was in college and just starts winging it down the field with Scary Terry all game.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, for starting quarterbacks last season, had the 9th highest rating.
Mm-hmm.
He's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. No matter what you say about it, he either stays healthy or he fucking plays hurt. Yep. He's a dog. What are you going to say about him?
I love him. I fucking love him.
And he also happens to have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans to throw to, and Rashad to run the ball. They've got they're all right down there. Look, they lost boy. They lost Jensen. He's one of the best centers of all time. But
yeah, that's a big
loss. It's a big loss just for. But he hasn't really played that much in the last 2 years either because he's been banged up. His knees have been fucked up. So I think they're in a good spot. I think they fucking blow the Redskins out. Like, the Redskins suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, going to be a.
Daniels might put up some stats, but their defense got vacated the last 3 weeks of the season year. They traded everybody.
Dan, I think Jade Daniels is going to he's going to turn the ball over a bunch. He's going to try to run around a bunch. Like, that's what's going to end up happening because these rookie quarterbacks, they get fucking jittery, right? They're used to like everything coming together for them, right? And then when they get out there on the field in the NFL and you got fucking giant dudes who run 4.5, 4.6 coming at you, like, he's going to shit himself and he's going to just be scrambling. Mm. He's going to try to force throws and then it's going to get picked off.
This is a whole new offense too. I mean,
he's going to throw 3 interceptions.
He might. This is a whole new, they can run the ball though.
He's going to have 4. He's going to throw 3 picks and he's going to get strip sacked.
I don't think he's going to have 3 picks. We'll see. We'll see. They can run the ball a lot though, but besides Daniels himself, Brian Robinson is a quality running back and Austin Eckler is on that team as well. Mm-hmm. So I assume that's going to be their plan.
You can only run the ball if you're up. You can only keep running the ball if you're up.
Tell that to Dabo Swinney because he did it all week, all day Saturday against Georgia. They lost, by the way.
That's college football.
Yeah. No, I'm he fucked it up.
Yeah, you can't just keep running the ball. You have to fucking score points.
Yeah, they've got Scary Terry still. He's good.
He's a 1,000-yard guy every year.
He's not great. Well,
he's never had a quarterback though. Yeah. So we'll see. He went pretty high in our fantasy football draft.
But they lost their number 2 and number 3 receiver, which is Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson are both gone now.
Yep.
And they're bringing in Zach Ertz from who knows what he's got left
in
the tank.
Old.
But from Arizona, it's like this is a whole new offense. Forget about the rookie. Like, a rookie quarterback can come into an offense that's been together for a while and do okay. A rookie quarterback coming into a brand new offense, they're going to struggle mightily all season, I think.
Yeah.
I bet Tampa picked up at least, they put up somewhere between 28 and 30 points. And then I think that they give up 10.
Okay. So you're going to take the under then? It's 43.5 in that game.
I'd take the over because if Tampa scores. What is it? 43.5.
Yeah, you need a 30-14 game in that one.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be 35 points scored by Tampa.
Okay. It's a big boy number down there. Next up, we got the Sunday night game with the second favorite to win the Super Bowl here. This is the Rams at the Lions. Stafford's going back to Detroit. This is Detroit -3.5. Derek, who you got?
I got Detroit. At Detroit, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a Detroit win.
Okay. D'Anthony, here you go.
They're just a tougher football team and a more developed football team than LA is right now.
True. The Rams have Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, which is as good as any fucking two running backs on any team in football.
You know, I'm curious to see how Blake Corum does in the NFL. He's a small guy.
I think he will do just fine. They have healthy Cooper Kupp and Nacua together on the field for the first time in a real meaningful way. Man, I don't know. I feel like the Rams can put up a fuckload of points.
This is the highest over-under of the weekend. This is 50.5. So, yeah, they're expecting them to put up some points down there.
I just don't know about their defense. I don't know these guys.
Oh, and for the Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they lost the best defensive tackle of all time, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
Has anybody been better than him?
No, Aaron Donald. You got Aaron Donald as the best?
Yeah, 1,000%. There's
just a him fucking and John freak. Randall.
Who's the other one? It's
John Randall.
Mm.
Do you think Aaron Donald doesn't get enough credit for that play he made that maybe saved the Super Bowl?
Yeah, defensive linemen are never going to, unless you're an outside rusher, you're never going to get the credit.
Mm.
You're never going to get it, but Aaron Donald is as a 3 technique to be able to truly change the game and win games. It's fucking incredible to win defensive player of the year 3 times It's just fucking incredible.
As an interior guy, that's wild.
As an interior guy.
Yeah.
That's and, moving around. It's fucking hard as shit to get sacks. The quarterback can see you at all times.
And he's a tiny fella.
Yeah, he is.
He's a fucking, he's a mont. Dude, this guy is a fucking animal. Yeah. He runs like a 4.6. He's 285 pounds. He bench presses 600 fucking pounds. He squats a fucking house. This guy's an animal.
Yeah.
Footwork, yeah, like... This dude's fucking doing knife fighting in the offseason. Like, it's out of his hand fighting is unbelievable. Dude. He's an even better person to like to have a conversation with. He's a fucking awesome guy. Like, you know, he's not a douchebag at all. He's just a fucking animal. Like, he just wants to go out there and fucking kill quarterbacks. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, big shoes to fill down there. I'm all in on the Lions on this one. High scoring game. I think they pull it off just simply because I don't know too much about the Rams defense here. We'll see what it's like without their leader in the huddle. And it should be a fucking blast of a game for a Sunday night there.
I'll probably take the under, though. I mean, the Lions short up their defensive backs in the draft.
Yeah.
And they should be quite a bit better there. So 50 and a half seems high to me. I'll okay. probably take the under in that.
All right. Last but not least, we got the Monday night game. Aaron Rodgers is back on Monday night. The only game he played last year, played about four snaps in that on a Monday night. They're at the 49ers. This is Niners minus 4.5. Derek, who you got?
Niners. For sure.
Yep. D'Anthony, who you got in this one?
Yeah, the Niners are quite a bit better.
Yeah.
At every position, actually, they're better.
Every single.
Pretty close. Well, look.
Who's better on the Jets than the 49ers in what position?
I would say Garrett Wilson's probably the best wide receiver on that field, in my opinion.
Maybe. I mean, how do you tell?
You don't, because he's never had a quarterback, and he's another one of those guys. He's like Chris Olave and Scary Terry and those guys where it's like, who knows? And we'll see if Rodgers can even get out of this game healthy. My prediction is no. I think he gets hurt in this game again, and I think the memes will crank up with the American flag. I don't think Aaron, because he's looked like shit in this preseason, and he's got a limp. Nobody's talking about
it. Very tender. Tender as hell on that foot.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets out of this game. And I think the Niners end up blowing him out.
The 2-year fucking injury. Like I try to tell people this all the time. Oh, he's like gonna be healthy. No, it's a 2-year injury. Like he's not gonna be the same guy. Like he's not gonna be able to plan on it the way it's a thing in your subconscious. I don't care how many fucking darkness retreats and ayahuasca he does. He's not gonna like when he goes to this plant on and throw the football, he's gonna think about it every single time. And I do see it with every position. Guys, it takes 2 years to get back from that, to get to back to your normal self. And he's fucking 40-something years old. Like, you know, it's going to be hard for him to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
He's 39, 40, something like that,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's about to hit 40. And if I were him, he should have stuck with Olivia Munn and then kind of rode that out and then gone off into the sunset. But he's going to give it a go. I don't know that I don't know that he makes it out of halftime.
I think he'll stay healthy, but I don't think he's going to have a great game because I think he's going to be tender. Like, I think he's going to, I think if he could stay healthy, he's going to finish the season strong. But if I'm telling you, he's going to go out there and you're right though. He could fuck around and go to plant on that foot and rip it right off the bone again.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be meat right off the bone. Just like KFC, you're going to pull that off. You're going to pull that skin right off of it. And it's like going to be exposed. Yep.
When you one bite of chicken wing.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it, say it's out of the question that he gets sexually assaulted during the game.
Yeah. Have you played and somebody got raped on the field? Anybody ever get raped in one of your games?
There's a butthole drag, right?
Like a tea bag or like, you know, a little dipstick.
Yeah, dipstick. I mean, we called it in wrestling, we call it a 3-finger butthole drag. If some dude's posted up and his legs are too good and you can't break his stance, just fucking 3 fingers in the butthole do it every time. Yep. And if it doesn't, stop the match.
Yep.
Because he's into some shit that you're not prepared for.
Yeah.
You probably like.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, we're back, kids. Week one is coming up tomorrow night. Thursday night game, Friday night game. Stacked Sunday worth of games and the Monday night game where Aaron Rodgers will go down. You can bet on all the action at mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. Also, subscribe to Derek Wolf's podcast, Wolf Untamed. It is out weekly. Derek, we appreciate it. We'll see you next week. I'll have $1,000 in my pocket after that Broncos loss.
No, actually you won't. Hey, next week's episode is with Peyton Manning, by the way. So make sure you guys check that out.
No way. On your show?
Yeah.
God damn. That's dope, dude. Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
Look at you, Derek. Coming up in the world, young man. We're proud to have you here. Yeah, download that episode. Shit, I'll be listening the second it
will
drops.
Will Peyton wear like a red shirt in so you know not to tackle his ass as soon as you walk? I don't ever know how that works once you guys are retired.
Red jersey.
Yeah.
Red jersey. I put a red jersey on.
Yeah.
That'd be great if you made him wear a red jersey all throughout the podcast. Like,
sorry, Peyton. I don't want you to get hurt, bud.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you guys, it's video too, right?
Yeah. 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 It's on video. It's a good episode. It's a quick one, but it's a really good one. Peyton's the fucking best dude ever. Like, he always himself. He's always authentic. Like, he's a great guest. And then also, you know, Notre Dame just had a big win. Their strength coach, Lauren Landau, is a really good friend of mine. So, couple episodes before Bill, I had Lauren on. So if you guys want to listen to what he's got going over there at Notre Dame, you could check that one out too. So there's awesome. Some good episodes coming out. And I got Tim Kennedy on there. There's some good ones.
Awesome. Download Wolf Untamed wherever your ear holes listen to podcasts. We appreciate you tuning in. For D'Anthony Holloway, Derek Wolf, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Week 1 NFL Prediction Show. Good night, everyone.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.